One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
One rainy day, with arms outstretched, I laughed loudly while walking alone on the roof. Meanwhile, my parents were extremely scared.
Sabrina, get down! It's dangerous up there!
To add to the show, my whole body jerked and I dropped to my knees. In terror, they immediately climbed up and carried me down. I half opened my eyes and saw my mom sobbing heavily while Dad hurriedly dialed 911. Couldn't hold it anymore. I burst out laughing as they looked at me with utter surprise. Hi, I'm Sabrina, a 17-year-old girl from Arizona. Ever since I was a kid, I had never feared anything, neither haunted house nor roller coaster, and I often used that to my advantage. After that prank, my dad grounded me for 1 week straight. When that long week was over, I immediately came to my secret base. To others, it was just a remote cliff above a huge lake. But to me, it was my perfect sanctuary whenever I wanted to escape boredom. I climbed onto the cliff, spread my arms widely, and shouted at the top of my lungs. Suddenly, a stranger pulled me strongly from behind.
Stop! Don't be foolish!
I turned around startled. We both staggered and I fell right on top of him. My lips awkwardly glued to his. He spoke breathlessly.
You're still young. Don't jump.
What the? Get away from me, weirdo! Embarrassed, I pushed him away and left. The next day at school, to my surprise, I found out that he was actually Jake, a classmate of mine who I had never noticed. However, after that incident, Jake kept acting like we were besties. He offered to take me home daily and even asked to form a study group with me. Jeez, what a creep! One day, I saw his story on my newsfeed. He said,
"If beauty is super strength, then Sabrina, you are Superman."
Oh my god! How embarrassing! I immediately called him! Are you insane? Delete your story!
Okay, on one condition, please go bowling with me tomorrow night.
How shameless! But in order not to be the laughingstock of my classmates, I agreed to his request. When the date come, I would beat him to a pulp. That night, Jake picked me up at my house. When we just arrived at the mall, a group of delinquents approached us.
Oh, look at this, guys. This fat got a girlfriend.
Jake seemed oddly afraid of those people. He was shaking and couldn't open his mouth. One of them turned to me.
Hey, babe. Wanna hang out with us? We're more fun.
He was smirking and about to touch my face. In a wink, I held his hand tightly and bit it with all my might. The boy cried out in pain and struggled to pull his hand back. I messed up my hair wildly and barked.
Ruff, ruff.
Oh yeah? Wanna hang out with this mad dog? Seeing that, they got scared and yeeted out of there in a big hurry. When they had all left, I turned to Jake. Why are you so afraid of those douchebags? Do you know them? Jake thanked me and sighed, saying that he used to be bullied by those guys at his old school. Whenever he saw them, he would tremble uncontrollably. I was speechless. The guy who dared to post that gutsy story and asked me out in such a bold manner was easily frightened. Jake, I've been wondering, we barely know each other. Why do you try so hard to get along with me? Jake flushed.
Actually, I'm afraid that if you're left alone, you'll act foolishly like the day we met.
Oh gosh, so he still misunderstood me? I went to the cliff to relieve stress, not to jump. I explained to him and smiled. Are we clear? Delete the story, okay? Or I'll bite you. Then I cheerfully dragged him to the bowling alley. Days later, Jake and I started hanging out more. Gradually, we became a couple. Once, he invited me to his grandfather's farm. It was super huge. The two of us happily ran everywhere. I climbed up a big tree, stood up straight and raised my arms, shouting for Jake to take a picture for me. Unexpectedly, unable to bear my weight, the branch snapped and dropped me straight to the ground. Luckily, it wasn't too high, so I was unharmed. Jake rushed over in panic.
Are you okay?
Looking at his face, I burst out laughing. I didn't think that alone made him so scared. That was pretty cute. I stroked Jake's hair and kissed him lightly on the cheek. We both stayed on the farm until late at night. As soon as Jake took me home, my dad angrily rushed out.
Serena, you're past your curfew!
Not only that, Dad rushed towards Jake and screamed fiercely. The poor boy was scared out of his wit and repeatedly folded his hands, apologizing. Seeing that, I had to drag my dad into the house before things got worse. As a result, I was grounded again, and my phone was confiscated for a week. After that long week, I eagerly called Jake, but no one picked up the phone. On my way home from school, suddenly, I saw Jake laughing in a restaurant with a girl. What's worse, that girl was no other than Charlotte, the new transferred hottie at my school. I angrily stormed into the restaurant. Jake, you ignored my call to go out with her? I immediately grabbed a glass of water on the table and threw it in Charlotte's face, but Jake furiously shouted,
Sabrina, that's unacceptable!
He quickly wiped Charlotte's face with a tissue, no matter how angry I was. Fine, stay here and wipe her face forever! I burst into tears and left. The next morning, when I learned that Charlotte was practicing for a high diving competition, immediately I ran to her, climbed on the platform, and made a challenge. This height is nothing. Do you dare to compete with me at a higher level? I pointed to the 10 meters high platform. What? 10 meters? Yeah, so? This is probably child play to the kind of girl who has the guts to steal my boyfriend. She hesitated, but then agreed. And so, we both went up to the highest platform. I confidently jumped down first, causing everyone around me to applaud loudly. But as soon as I got on the deck, a loud scream caught my attention. Charlotte had slipped and fallen straight into the pool. When I was about to rush down to save her, someone else was faster than me. It was Jake. He quickly pulled Charlotte ashore and called 911. Before I could fully grab the situation, Jake asked,
Was it you, Sabrina?
I didn't mean to.
Just because you're fearless doesn't mean you can recklessly drag others and yourself into danger. It's painful for everyone involved. Think about it, please.
With that said, Jake left me standing in the middle of the chaos. The next morning, I immediately ran to the hospital to see if Charlotte was okay. Luckily, she was without a scratch. I quietly left when her voice pulled me back. Sabrina, right? She was awake. I turned around and apologized profusely to her. Hey, I'm not mad. I accepted your challenge, didn't I? And it was my fault for not explaining in the first place. Actually, I'm Jake's half-sister. My mind was spinning. So I misunderstood them? Charlotte continued. After living with his alcoholic father, Jake had become very timid and traumatized. He was extremely sensitive to violence and pain. But when he talks about you, he looks so happy. As it turned out, seeing my angry dad the other day had reminded Jake of his trauma. He had hidden in his house for days until Charlotte showed up and took him to the restaurant. Yet I had misunderstood them. Charlotte said, If you want to find Jake, try going to his grandfather's farm. When he was small, it was his only safe place. I thanked Charlotte and immediately drove to the farm. As soon as I arrived, Jake was still nowhere to be found. Where could he have gone? I suddenly remembered my secret base where he and I first met. But when I came there, I saw a figure standing silently at the edge of the cliff facing the cold, clear lake. Shoot! Is he going to... I ran to him shouting, Jake! Don't leave me! Suddenly, a hand gently touched my shoulder. It was Jake! Then who was the other one? I turned around and... Jesus! It was just a stranger. Guess my secret base was not so secret after all. Jake smiled.
Is the fearless girl afraid of losing me?
My face got red from embarrassment. I apologized to him. Then Jake leaned forward and gave me a soft kiss. At that moment, everything was right again.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.